That's all straight ahead here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. It appears that wannabe illegal immigrants are making a run for the border before the wall can be built.
Government officials in Honduras and Guatemala say poor people are being urged by smugglers to cross the border before Mr. Trump is inaugurated. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has noticed an uptick in illegal border crossings. So they've opened a temporary holding facility near the Texas border with Mexico, but it only holds about 500 people. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has said that detention facilities are currently holding about 10,000 more people than usual. Michael Toscano, Washington.
A 70s TV icon passed away on Thanksgiving night just one day after falling ill. Florence Henderson, known best to millions of baby boomers as Carol Brady in the Brady Bunch, died at a Los Angeles hospital. She told an interviewer that playing America's favorite mom just came naturally.
Well, I think my experience as a young parent, you know, I understood kids, I felt close to them. No, I was really the only one on the set that was married, that had children, that, you know, had an ongoing relationship. The others didn't.
Florence Henderson was 82 years old. The Redskins sure made it exciting in Dallas on Thanksgiving.
They take a shot. Jackson is wide open. Downfield. He's got it. And into the end zone for the touchdown. And Kirk Cousins hits a home run with a 67-yarder.
Joe Buck with the call on Fox, but all the Skins could do was try to play catch-up to the Cowboys after failing to find the end zone early. Coach Jay Gruden.
We had some good drives. We didn't finish in the red zone, unfortunately, but we did on other times. 27 points should be good enough to win in the NFL, but it wasn't today against a very good offense. Hats off to the Cowboys.
And the final score was actually Dallas 31, Redskins 26. Another big day for Kirk Cousins, though, completing 41 of 53 passes, 449 yards, 3 touchdowns. A man was killed in Falls Church shortly after 10 last night. Police are offering few details so far, but they say this happened at an apartment building on Seminary Road shortly after 10 o'clock. Detectives do have a suspect in custody. There is no further threat to the public. Black Friday is here, but will the crowds be smaller than we've seen in the past?
About 30% of Americans surveyed by Consumer Reports are shopping at actual stores this Black Friday. That's down 30% from last year. Deb and her family usually don't hit the stores on the busiest shopping day of the year.
But the hotel we're staying in here happens to be in a mall, so it makes it very convenient.
Every year, Josh and his wife go to the mall on Black Friday, but not to spend big bucks.
Usually just browsing and kind of getting ideas.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
More stores were closed for Thanksgiving this year than in recent years, but George Washington University marketing professor Linda Maddox tells WMAL that's just part of the marketing strategy aimed at millennials.
Millennials are very interested in marketers that do good and have a cause. And so it becomes part of this sort of social marketing that is very popular.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 19,083, the NASDAQ at 5380. In sports, the Steelers crush the Colts, the Lions nip the Vikings. Today, the Caps host the Sabres. The Wizards are in Orlando to face the Magic. WMAL News Time's 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, we talk a lot on this show about our friends in the news media.
Chris Plant is on.
I'm making quotation marks with my fingers.
9 to noon.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
How did you pick the investments in your IRA and retirement plan at work? Do you have a plan, a specific strategy, or did you just pick randomly based on what some family member or coworker said? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Managing your investments correctly is vital if you hope to achieve your retirement goals, and you might be amazed at how easy it is to do it right. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense financial advice for 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement so you can achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
805 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And John, on the Beltway's outer loop right near Kenilworth Avenue, we have a crash. It's on the shoulder. Two vehicles are involved. The inner loop of the Beltway between Pennsylvania Avenue and the Wilson Bridge, about a 17-minute commute. Checking 270 southbound between 121 and the Beltway, it's a 22-minute trip. And the George Washington Parkway headed south from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, about 14 minutes. Right now on the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy on this Friday with a slight chance for an afternoon shower and a high near 60. There will be breaks in the clouds later tonight with a low of 42. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 42 in Centerville, 44 in La Plata, 47 at Reagan National. A pilot strike strands more than 315,000 Lufthansa Airlines passengers. Find out more at WMAL. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630,
WMAL. It's 8:06 right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL. My name's Dan Mandis, in for Brian and Larry. Appreciate you being with us here on WMAL. Black Friday, of course. Lots of folks heading to the malls to deal with that madness. There is a lot of madness, of course, here in Washington, D.C., and also in New York, and also in Florida and New Jersey. As Donald Trump and his transition continues, I want to welcome on in David Zanotti. Now, David is a host of the Public Square, heard in over 200 radio stations across America, and he is with the American Policy Roundtable. David, appreciate you being here. The Trump transition does continue, and I think right now the most anticipated role that we're all waiting for is an answer to Mitt Romney and whether he'll eventually become Secretary of State. And we are hearing reports of high-level debate and disagreement inside the Trump camp. Now, Mike Huckabee is on record as saying that it would be an insult to Trump supporters after what Romney said about Donald Trump, and in effect saying that about Donald Trump supporters as well. So, David, what are your thoughts on Mitt Romney? Now, I'm not surprised that Romney would consider working for Trump because Romney, of course, would be in politics again. He would be relevant again. But Romney was so vicious in his attacks on Donald Trump, so active in bashing Donald Trump. What does it say about Mitt Romney that he would now do an about-face and work for Donald Trump? And what does that say about Donald Trump that he would at least even entertain a Mitt Romney for Secretary of State?
Good morning, Dan. I think I need a Tom Hanks moment here out of the movie Big. I just don't get it. I really don't get it. I think in a way this might just be nothing but an unusual and charming distraction. I really have no idea why Mitt Romney would want to leave the lifestyle that he has and spend most of his days on a jet, running all over the world, doing the bidding of an administration that he's not certain of on the first place. So I genuinely don't get the whole thing. Now, I get the optics of it and the politics of it is that Donald Trump's willing to sit down with anybody, even people who trashed him and worked viciously or ferociously, I should say, against him. But other than that, I don't really know that Romney's foreign policy experience is substantive enough. He's never held national office, so or been in an administration, so I don't really know why he would be a candidate that would be above or beyond any other ones. And I think maybe in a way it's just a pleasant distraction while they get busy doing all their other things.
Now, Nikki Haley, for ambassador to the United Nations, she, like Mitt Romney, was critical of Trump, yet Trump does officially now bring her onto his administration. So clearly, Donald Trump is somebody who knows that when the fight is over, he can put the gloves down and not only shake hands, but then say, let's work together. Are you surprised, knowing what we've seen in this election, that Trump is able to take the gloves off and then shake hands and say, let's work together? Personally, just for my two cents on my opinion, I think that does say a lot about Donald Trump. And I think it says a lot of positive about Donald Trump.
Look, Dan, we've got a very different model here. You and I have spoken over the last couple of years about this, that if Trump should actually be elected, and now he is, he's the first person ever elected to public to the presidency. It wasn't a general, wasn't a prior cabinet member, or didn't hold prior office. Now we're looking at what does it really mean for an outsider. But this isn't an outsider. This isn't just somebody who's been holding office and being a politician outside of Washington, D.C. This is a person who's been outside the realm of elected office. This is a business person becoming the chief executive officer. And I don't really think we've come to terms with how different this is really going to be. I mean, for example, there's this conversation out there that he won't move to Washington, D.C. until after his son's out of school in June. That's like unheard of. I mean, we have basically political eunuchs that run for national office. They've been politicians so long that they have no other life. This guy's got a whole lot of life, and he's only been in politics for 2 years. So I think this is going to be most fascinating, and it's absolutely historic because we've never seen it before.
Also, he did indeed run in as an outsider, but he also ran as an outsider that was incredibly critical of Washington, D.C. and politics as usual. So I think that on top of what you just mentioned is going to be very fascinating to watch. Some other questions real quick. Trump says there is no conflict of interest between his soon-to-be presidency and his massive business empire. This is a discussion that has come to head over the past couple of days. He even says that he could run both his business and the presidency if he wanted to. Now, from what I understand, David, there are no rules stating that he has got to give up his business, but some Democrats want him to give up his business. What can he do to put everyone's mind at ease, if anything?
Well, that's an excellent question, Dan, because you have to go the whole way back to George Washington to have this be historically relevant. Again, we have not had a person this far from outside the political class since the first president of the United States, who was the first president, so everything was president. Did Washington have to give up his farm in Mount Vernon and cease to run and manage his estate right there outside of Washington, D.C., to be president of the United States? This is how far back this thing's got to go. So Trump is technically correct. There's nothing on the books that says he can't be a business person and be president of the United States. So we've never seen this before. Now, again, I go back to this term political eunuch in the sense that we have expected people by the time they get a shot at the presidency to be so devoid of anything that we have to do in the normal world to make a living that we just expect them to not have these issues and questions. So it's going to be fun to have it watch out. But as far as conflict of interest goes, you know, let's just presume for a moment that Mrs. Clinton had won the election. We'd be talking about conflict of interest regarding her foundation. And even though that's a not-for-profit corporation, she still is in business doing that with her husband. So, you know, this is a question that's going to be with us forever. It's just this time, it's the first time with Donald Trump that we've got a true outsider in the office.
Just came out yesterday that Trump has indeed won Michigan by nearly 11,000 votes. Jill Stein, Green Party candidate, is calling for and has now raised enough money for recounts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Just to explain to folks who might not know the justification, Clinton supporters say that Clinton performed 7% worse in counties that used electronic voting machines versus paper ballot counties. They say that that is a sign of hacking. What are your thoughts, David, somewhat briefly, if you could, on this call for a recount?
I think that Jill Stein's doing America a favor. I think a recount would be a delightful thing. I only hope they don't stop with a thesis on discrimination, that they would go even farther and look at every other place where our voting system is permitting people to participate who don't belong in legally in that process. So I think a recount would be a great idea.
Oh, so you think that this would be a great idea to shine some light on some corruption within the voting?
Absolutely. I mean, Trump said it was rigged going in, and just because he won doesn't mean it wasn't rigged. So let's find out. I have no problem with that. Let's go all the way, but let's just not stop with those, you know, with that question. Let's take all the questions on about our system.
Final question, David, very quickly, in 30 seconds or less. Let's talk about the state, if we can do this in 30 seconds. The state of the Democratic Party. They want to put in Keith Ellison, a congressman from Minnesota, who is Muslim and controversial, also very liberal. Talk about the controversies with Keith Ellison and talk about the fracture within the Democratic Party.
best way to talk about that, Dan, in less than 30 seconds is say, we'll see you after Inauguration Day. Because between now and then, it's all just a bunch of talk. The Democrats are going to watch what happens and come out with a whole new attitude on the day after the inauguration and watch how unified they become. Just wait and see.
I think it's going to be fascinating. David Zanotti, host of The Public Square, heard on over 200 radio stations across America, and with the American Policy Roundtable. David, you have a great Black Friday. My name is Dan Mandis. It is 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan and Stafford. Garrisonville Road eastbound at Tech Parkway, there's a crash. The turn lane is blocked. 66 eastbound from the Fairfax County Parkway to the Beltway, it's a 10-minute commute. The outer loop of the Beltway approaching Kenilworth Avenue, a crash on the shoulder. Two vehicles involved, police on the scene. The inner loop of the Beltway between Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, a 17-minute trip. And 270 southbound from 121 to the Beltway, it's about a 22-minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yeah, we've got some isolated showers possible this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy skies, especially after midnight, a low of 42. Tomorrow's going to be a nice day, generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds, and a high of 53. Tomorrow night, it's going to be a low of 37 under clear skies, and right now, it's 45 degrees in the nation's capital.
Looking for a new career? Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. is growing and looking to add career-oriented installation and service technicians. On-job training is provided, so all skill levels are encouraged. Apply online at joinoverheaddoor.com, a military and equal opportunity employer.
It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL in for Brian and Larry. My name is Dan Mandis. Appreciate you being here. Yeah, Black Friday. Folks heading out to the mall, going to stand in lines, going to fight over whatever. And hopefully we don't have too much violence today. I know it's politically incorrect, perhaps, to talk about and laugh about, I should say, the violence we do have. Apparently, there was a person shot over a parking space somewhere in America. I think it was somewhere in the Midwest. We'll keep you updated on all the latest right here on WMAL. Big story in the Washington Post today, as they come out with a huge story on Russian propaganda that helped spread, quote-unquote, fake news during the election. And they say that that is one of the reasons why Hillary Clinton lost. Here's the story. And just so you know where I'm going with this story, it's my thought that there are many reasons why Hillary Clinton lost the race. And to me, this is just another one of those stories. It's almost akin to James Comey cost Hillary Clinton the election, which is what Hillary apparently, allegedly, supposedly said on the evening of November 8th when she realized that she was going to lose the election. She blamed James Comey. And of course, my two cents on that is, and I've said it before here on WMAL during the times that I'm on during the weekends, is that Hillary has no one to blame but herself, because let's not forget, James Comey wouldn't even be in the picture if Hillary hadn't done all of the things that she had done with her private email and a private email server and so forth. And so to blame James Comey for ultimately investigating what she did, that's on her. That's not on James Comey. James Comey was just doing his job. So now the Washington Post has this story about the preponderance of fake news as the election came down to a close. And they say that there was so much fake news, there was so much Russian propaganda, that it hurt Hillary Clinton. Even the president, by the way, the other day, the president said that there was a ton of fake news out there. And that has been one of the big problems here in this election cycle. The story goes in the Washington Post that the flood of fake news this season got support from a sophisticated Russian propaganda campaign that created and spread misleading articles online with the goal of ultimately punishing Hillary Clinton and helping Donald Trump. They also say that the whole point was to undermine faith in American democracy, says a couple of independent researchers who tracked the operation, and that the Post now has decided to work with them and cover their investigation into all of this fake news. You know, the other thing that I would say about this is that when you look at the amount of media here in America that were on Hillary's side, and we found out about this through, of course, the WikiLeaks dump. When you look at the fact that there was a coordinated effort between Hillary Clinton, the Clinton campaign, the DNC, and the mainstream media to torpedo not only Bernie Sanders, but then in the general election to torpedo Donald Trump and make Hillary Clinton look as good as possible, I look at that storyline, that all we learned from WikiLeaks and the John Podesta hack and everything else, and I say that to this. Do you really mean to tell me that this Russian propaganda had more to do with the loss of Hillary Clinton than, say, for example, all of the mainstream media coverage? Of course not. The mainstream media worked with Hillary Clinton. And so the fact that Donald Trump won the election despite all of the efforts of the mainstream media to bring Hillary Clinton into office, to me, to blame this Russian propaganda, I think is rather silly. There were many, many reasons why Hillary lost the election, and for my two cents, all of this fake news from the Russian propaganda efforts, I think, is missing the far bigger point. But anyway, they talk about this massive Russian propaganda machinery that they have, thousands of botnets and teams of paid human trolls and networks of websites and social media accounts echoed and amplified, as they say, right-wing sites across the internet as they portrayed Clinton as a criminal hiding potentially fatal health problems and preparing to hand control of the nation to a shadowy cabal of global financiers. Now, they just said it in that paragraph. And they're going to make my point for me, the Washington Post, thank you very much. And that is that a lot of this quote-unquote fake news appeared on right-wing sites. In other words, these folks already knew who they were voting for, and it certainly was not Hillary Clinton. And so if they're trying to say that all of this Russian propaganda helped Trump and hurt Hillary, I don't necessarily think that it did, because it appeared on websites that were essentially four folks that were going to be voting for Donald Trump anyway. So they talk about all of the different botnets and everything else, and they talk about this sophisticated system, and researchers portray it as part of a broadly effective strategy that would sow distrust in U.S. democracy and its leaders. And as we've talked about often enough here, we already have and had distrust in the leaders of America. And they say the tactics included penetrating the computers of election officials in several states, and we of course remember that, and releasing troves of hacked emails that embarrassed Hillary in the final months of her campaign. I've got more details on this whole Russian propaganda effort coming up next. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Brian and Larry. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Jay Leno, Frank Caliendo, The Ultimate Elvis, Justin Shandor, and Dwight Yoakam. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
our
Novic power bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novic.com.
Day 25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And right now, on the outer loop of the Beltway approaching Kenilworth Avenue, there is a crash. Two vehicles involved pushed over to the side. Inner loop of the Beltway between Pennsylvania Avenue and the Wilson Bridge, a 17-minute commute. In Stafford, Garrisonville Road eastbound at Tech Parkway, a crash. The turn lane is blocked. And 95 northbound in Virginia between Dale City and the Beltway, it is a 16-minute commute. This report brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Do it today. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Expect some clouds today. There may be an isolated shower popping up later in the afternoon with a high near 60. Then some breaks in the clouds overnight with a low of 42. Cooler during the weekend, sunny with highs Saturday and Sunday in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Now it is 47 degrees in our nation's capital on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. In for Brian and Larry, my name is Dan Mandis. The phone number is always 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. Talking about this article in the Washington Post about Russian propaganda. And listen to these numbers of the number of people that were exposed to this fake news. More than 200 websites as routine peddlers of this Russian propaganda they hoped would affect our elections during the election season, with combined audiences of at least 15 million Americans. On Facebook, they say that these fake news stories were viewed 213 million times. That is absolutely stunning. Now, the big question is, and I'm not going to go into any more further detail on this story. You can certainly see it for yourself on the Washington Post. But ultimately, I think what they're trying to say is that this Russian propaganda and this spread of fake news hurt Hillary Clinton and helped Donald Trump. And personally, I believe that there were so many things wrong with Hillary Clinton as a candidate, and it had nothing to do with the quote-unquote Russian propaganda or the fake news. And it had everything to do with the fact that a lot of folks looked at Hillary Clinton and they didn't know what was fake or what was real. She's somebody that was almost robotic in a way, and somebody who is simply unrelatable to the American people. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. Listen, how many wrinkles did this election season honestly add to your appearance? Well, with the Esotique XV Thanksgiving Blowout, treat yourself to the best, most effective wrinkle treatment money can buy. Here's Sheila from Alturos, California. I was sent two small samples of Esotique XV. I used every drop and in just 2 days saw a noticeable reduction in the appearance of wrinkles around the mouth and lower jawline. I'm definitely ordering this product. And just like Sheila, you'll look years younger and get silky smooth skin or your money back. No questions asked. Call 800-525-2720. For this week only, order Esotique XV and get the Genucel Bags and Puffiness Treatment and the best-selling Deep Firming Serum absolutely free with your order. Call now and shipping is also free. Wow. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's three free gifts for trying Esotique XV today. You'll be absolutely amazed or your money back. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to purewater411.com. That's purewater411.com.
Coming up on 8:30 here on WMAL, Dan in for Brian and Larry. Coming up next, is it up to the federal government to protect us from our smartphones? I've got details on that and a whole lot more straight ahead on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by ARS of Virginia. One of the TV moms you grew up with is gone.
We all set?
I think so.
Something's wrong.
No, I'm not going to let a little sniffle of Cindy spoil our night out.
Florence Henderson, who played Carol Brady on The Brady Bunch, died in a Los Angeles hospital late last night. Henderson, whose career spanned more than six decades and included film, commercial work, and Broadway theater, will forever be remembered as the matron of a TV family that included three boys, three girls, a housekeeper, and a dog. She was 82 years old. While you enjoy a long weekend, the Trump transition team is hard at work stepping up efforts to raise money for the inaugural and working on filling out the cabinet. The president-elect himself tweeted out that he's working now to try and keep Carrier from moving some of its manufacturing jobs to Mexico. You don't really get the best deals on Black Friday anymore, but shopaholics just can't help themselves.
She got the giggles.
It's 3 in the morning.
It
of
is
course.
Morning, yeah. Angelica is part of a crew out with her Aunt Tony.
We have an annual tradition. Oh. All the kids write letters to Santa on Thanksgiving. They all write letters to Santa.
And you brought those letters?
Yeah.
So you're the magic makers. Yeah. Some out early have other reasons to be here.
I couldn't sleep, so just come and see what's out here.
Whether you're making magic or an insomniac, there are deals to be had today. Jim Roop on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,083, the NASDAQ at 5380. In sports, the Redskins fought the good fight in Dallas.
Down by 12, end zone. Reed, what a catch! What an athlete. Up into the air, and that score has made this really interesting.
But that late touchdown pass was as close as the Skins could get as they fall 31-26 to the Cowboys. Elsewhere, the Steelers crush the Colts, the Lions beat the Vikings. Today, the Caps host Buffalo at the phone booth. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Zero Res. Do your carpets need a truly deep clean? Well, now's the time before the holidays, and Zero Res is ready to help with a really generous deal, the Zero Res 1010 Holiday Offer. Call and book your cleaning today, and Zero Res will donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Plus, you'll save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning, so everyone wins. Trust me, a Zero Res clean is amazing. They've cleaned my carpets, leaving them smelling fresh, feeling soft, and looking brand new again. Best of all, my pesky dirt spots didn't return. If you don't have carpet, Zero Res can still help. They can bring the shine back to hardwoods, tile, and grout, too. So don't delay. Get clean for the holidays with Zero Res's 1010 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House and $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimums apply. Please tell them Larry sent you. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's spelled the same. Zerorez.
We'll be right back.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
It's amazing. Federal service can be a vocation, and it can be a passion for people who are dedicated to the projects and the research that they're doing. But no matter when you retire, most federal employees have this one thing in common, and that is they want to make sure that they're getting the most out of their benefits.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And John, the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, that earlier accident we had on the Beltway approaching Kenilworth Avenue, well, it's gone, and that's good news. In Stafford, Garrisonville Road eastbound to Tech Parkway, we still have a crash blocking the turn lane. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between 198 and the Beltway, it's a 12-minute trip. And the Dulles Toll Road westbound from 66 to Dulles Airport, about an 18-19-minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Isolated showers may pop up later on this Friday, otherwise cloudy with a high near 60, then partly cloudy overnight with a low near 42. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 43 in Herndon, 44 in Greenbelt, 47 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
8:36, did you do it? In the 5 o'clock hour, which most people have moved on with their lives, but in the 5 o'clock hour, by the way, it's Dan Mandis in for Brian and Larry here on WMAL. I said, just as you drive around this morning, you know, it is Black Friday and all, as you drive around this morning, look in other cars and see how many people you can count texting and driving, emailing and driving, distracted driving, generally speaking. Because when I did that, I was absolutely shocked and amazed how it was just every time I looked in another car. And I know it sounds creepy, but I was doing it for a point. And the point was that there are so many people that are distracted driving that now the Fed wants to do something about it. I'm going to get to that in a second. But I was talking earlier about how just a simple trip to the bagel store and some other stops along my way a few weekends ago, I purposely looked around in other cars. And I do this more often than I used to now, just because it is so prevalent. And I would see the amount of people that were distracted driving. And I've seen people come close to getting into accidents as well. You look over into the other car and you see that they're texting or whatever it is. And then you see the car in front of them stop on a dime. And then some of these cars, they don't see that the car in front of them have stopped on that dime because they're looking at their phones or whatever it is. And they almost get into accidents. So I asked the question in the 5 o'clock hour, just when you're driving around, just kind of look in a nondescript kind of way as you're driving around, see how many people you can count driving distracted. Well, according to government statistics, distracted driving is not only up, but way up, as is or are the number of people killed in accidents out on the highways here in 2016. Now, first of all, part of what's happened is that it used to be just, okay, it's going to be on the phone or texting as far as when you are distracted driving. You're either talking on the phone or you're texting. Well, these days, it's everything from talking on the phone phone, texting, navigation. Let's not forget Pokemon Go from earlier this year and that whole thing that was happening across America. They say that when distracted driving entered the national consciousness a decade ago, the problem was really only people who made calls or sent texts with their cell phones. But now, enter car Wi-Fi and a host of new apps, and that has led to a boom in internet use in cars that safety experts say is contributing to a surge in highway deaths. They say that after a steady declines over the last four decades, highway fatalities last year recorded the largest annual percentage increase in 50 years. And the numbers so far this year are even worse. In the first 6 months of 2016, highway deaths jumped 10.4%. Listen to these numbers. To 17,775 from the comparable period of 2016, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. So when you hear all that and you hear, you know, my stories of looking at other cars, I know it sounds creepy, but that's what I do. It is shocking how many of us just put all caution to the wind and distracted drive, and we distracted, I guess is the right way to say it. So now the feds, who are sick and tired of dealing with these kinds of numbers, they have come out and they've decided that they want to do something about it. A federal safety agency is urging cell phone and electronic device makers to design products to minimize the potential for driver distraction. Okay, well, what is it they want to do? Well, they're calling for the creation of a driver mode, kind of like airplane mode, but driver mode, for smartphones and other portable devices that are used while driving. And what it would do, what this mode would do, is it would just stop the ability of our phones, of our smartphones, to do pretty much anything while we are driving in the car. The only thing that would be left would be music apps and also navigation apps. Now, I can tell you that for me, the navigation app is one of the most distracting apps on the phone. But I understand why they're going to leave that alone. But they're saying as far as email function, as far as text messaging function, all of those other functions that are incredibly distracting, they want to have a driver mode so that we simply will not have a choice. And that our phones will essentially be dumbed down while we're driving. Now, I'm curious as to whether or not you think this is a good idea. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Because on the one hand, you can say, well, it's my right to do whatever it is that I want with my phone behind the wheel of a car. And so if I want to text, if I want to do any of that stuff, as long as I'm not breaking law, and in some places it is against the law to text and drive, but as long as I'm not breaking the law, then they shouldn't do this to my phone, which is put it in driver mode. But you can also say, look, there are other people who are put at risk when you are texting and driving, or when you are distracted driving. And so for the safety of all of us, I can see the Fed saying, because I just told you some of these horrific numbers of the amount of people that are killed driving while texting every single year, or distracted driving every single year. And so I could very easily make the argument, look, here's the thing. Innocent people are getting killed as people are distracted driving. So for the safety of all of us, because we all know, it's just kind of like drunk driving. You know, when people drunk drive, how many times do you hear that the actual drunk is the one that died in the crash? Well, oftentimes it's some innocent person who ends up getting into an accident with the drunk driver that ends up getting killed. Sometimes it's the same for the texters and drivers, is they're the ones that are driving distracted, yet they kill somebody else who is really nothing more than an innocent bystander. So that's why the feds are saying we're going to dumb down the phones while people are driving, and we're going to force the cell phone and the smartphone manufacturers to include this mode, and it's something that they really want to do. And I guess my question would be, is this something the federal government should be pushing? And two, do you think this is a good idea? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings continue with the lowest prices of the year through Sunday. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday. Only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Attention, Pushan Oriental Rugs is closing their doors after four decades in business. Now, every single rug from traditional to contemporary, new or antique, from 2x3 to palace sizes is 50 to 70% off. Don't miss this opportunity. Stop by the Pushan Rug Going Out of Business Sale, 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. That's 5526 Nicholson Lane in Rockville. Or call 301-770-RUGS. 301-770-RUGS for 50 to 70% off at the Pushan Rug Sale.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dan, a disabled vehicle on Route 50 westbound near 97. And in Stafford, Garrisonville Road eastbound at Tech Parkway, an accident still blocking the turn lane. The Beltway's inner loop, Pennsylvania Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge do that travel. It's a 16-minute commute. And the George Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, 16 minutes as well. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The high on this Friday will get close to 60 under a cloudy sky. A few isolated showers may pop up later in the day, then partly cloudy tonight with a low down to 42. Then a sunny and cooler weekend with highs reaching the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 47 degrees in the nation's capital. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Brian and Larry on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. Do you want our federal government, who could screw up a rainbow, end up taking charge of our smartphones, forcing us and forcing the manufacturers of smartphones to have a driver mode for smartphones and other portable devices that are used while driving so that we literally won't have a choice and our phones will essentially shut off as we're driving. The only apps that will be available is navigation apps and also, I believe, the phone. Those are the only two aspects of our phones that will work if the feds get their way. Now, there's a whole bunch of folks that are upset about this. Technology groups are ripping these guidelines for being a regulatory overreach and pointed out that auto and tech companies have already created driver assistant technologies and apps that help reduce distractions. But the bottom line is, and this is what the federal government feels, is that basically people, despite all of these different functions that the smartphones have to try and find more safety as we're driving, and as a lot of people are distracted, people simply are not careful, and so the feds want to take it out of our control and want to put it in the control, essentially, of the smartphone. Do you feel like this is a good idea? We have distracted driving that is up, 888-630-WMAL, and also the deaths are up on America's roadways, 888-630-9625. Let's say hello to Jim. Hey, Jim, you're on WMAL. What do you think?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. I drive the bus through D.C. every day. I actually saw a young lady texting while riding her bicycle through D.C.
Texting while riding her bike? Oh, my Lord, that's not safe.
That was incredible. Another young lady, not even stopped at the stoplight, she walked right into the side of my bus and broke her nose. I mean, it's amazing what you see.
Jim, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. I shouldn't laugh at somebody running into a bus, but I will admit I have walked off of a sidewalk and fallen to the ground one time when I was walking and texting. Deb is in Fairfax and is on WMAL. Hey, Deb.
Hey. Well, I think anytime the federal government gets involved, it's a bad thing. But I do think that they should be, if they hurt people while texting, it should be considered minimum manslaughter. And I just think it's horrible. But I did get hit by someone we're pretty sure that was texting. But and, of course, they don't have anything, so you're stuck with all the bills. And I lost my job. I had a concussion. I'm still pretty much there, but I have difficulties and physically also. And she just skates. And so, but if we did that, we'd lose everything.
Wow, Deb, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad you're feeling better, but that's really tough to hear. But unfortunately, Deb's story is the story of a lot of folks around Washington and around the country as well. Now, Steve is in Maryland. Steve, you're on WMAL. Hi.
Wow, this is the first time I've done this. So my thing is, I think that it's good that the government gets involved in this, because once you have a device in your car, it's part of the car. The way people are managing their time with driving and texting, it's no different than if there's a faulty part or anything else and they got recalls. You look at these people driving down the Beltway, and you just have to glance over 1 second why a car's driving 15 miles maybe or 10 miles slower. It's because they're texting, and it's a lot. I don't know if you've ever noticed it, why this, when you're driving, the government does probably need to get involved in this. And I thought about this years ago when this stuff started coming out.
All right, Steve, thanks very much. And for your first time, you're a very good talk radio caller. Thank you, Steve. You have a great afternoon. Very quickly, Mary is in Bethesda and is on WMAL. Hey, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Go ahead.
I'm very much against people texting and driving. I think it's just like drunk driving. It becomes a weapon. Almost that they've said that the car becomes like a weapon. They could have put something like some kind of blow thing in the car for the drunk driving and eliminated it completely. People are dying. I'm afraid to drive. They're on the phones all the time, and anything that anybody can do is, I just think is great.
All right, Mary, and I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Mary's got a great point. One of the things that Mary said is that texting and driving is just as bad as drunk driving. I could counter that and say that texting and driving is more dangerous. Now, hear me out on this, because drunk drivers, oftentimes they're driving really slow because they're drunk. Texting and driving, people can go really fast and not even know it because they're not paying attention. It is 8:52. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. I'm in for Brian and Larry. Got some more coming up next.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Here's another chapter in the nature versus nurture debate. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. How old you are when you lose your virginity is a big choice, but your genes may also have something to do with that decision. Researchers at the University of Cambridge estimate that 25% of the variability in when someone loses their virginity, when they have their first child, and how many children they have is determined by genetics. No surprise, gene variations that resulted in earlier puberty also led to earlier loss of virginity. Now, one of those genes, called CADM2, is thought to influence someone's likelihood of taking risks and was linked to having more children. Another gene, MSRA, is linked to irritability and resulted in people losing their virginity later. All this means, though, of course, is that 75% is not nature, but nurture, what goes on in your environment that determines the nitty-gritty of your sex life. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
See something? Smell something? Do something. If your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. It's time to do something. Call WAVE Home Solutions at 1-888-964-WAVE or go to dryhousenow.com. The WAVE ventilation unit removes the unhealthy air that a dehumidifier just recirculates. WAVE continuously expels damp, polluted air, drying out your basement or crawl space and transforming your entire house into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Guaranteed. WAVE costs just pennies a day to operate and there are no buckets to empty. So transform your home into a drier, healthier place. Call WAVE today at 1-888-964-WAVE or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com.
WAVE Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you a man facing divorce? A divorce that perhaps you didn't even want? This is Barry Sanders. I've been there. I know firsthand the stress and pain of divorce. A lot of people think that because I was a pro athlete and enjoyed a lot of success on and off the field, that somehow I am immune to such things. The fact is, I went through a divorce a few years ago, and like you, I worried about my children, my assets, and my family. When I got a divorce, I didn't know of Cordell and Cordell, but now I do. I took the time to meet and talk with Cordell and Cordell clients and attorneys, and I can tell you that Cordell and Cordell has represented thousands of men just like you and me. If you're a man facing a divorce, consider Cordell and Cordell, a partner men can count on.
The attorneys at Cordell and Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
8:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Dan, on Route 50 westbound, right near Interstate 97, there is a disabled vehicle. The Beltway's outer loop approaching Kenilworth Avenue. We had an earlier accident. Happy to tell you that's gone. The Beltway's inner loop slow going from 66 to the American Legion Bridge. It's about a 12-minute commute. And in Stafford, Garrisonville Road eastbound at Tech Parkway, an earlier accident also cleared. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear only riveting stories, one after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The high on this Friday will get close to 60 under a cloudy sky. A few isolated showers may pop up later in the day, then partly cloudy tonight with a low down to 42. Then a sunny and cooler weekend with highs reaching the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 47 degrees in the nation's capital.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Let me tell you why you need to pick up the phone and call my friends, real estate agents Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is on fire, selling homes all over the D.C. area. Check this out. Ralph and Pam from Fairfax needed to sell their home fast, and they needed it to be hassle-free. They called Debbie and Sarah. Here's what they did. They immediately had 8 buyers through the house and got the home sold fast. The Reynolds Team have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. This is how they sell homes 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. Guaranteed. If you want your home sold fast and for top dollar, call Debbie and Sarah direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
For a soldier who's recovering from the effects of war, Fisher House is here.
My wife just kept saying how wonderful this place was and how I had to hurry up and get out of the hospital.
To provide comfort, support, and an inexpensive place to stay.
I think us being here, him seeing the baby, I think that's helped him tremendously.
A place like this works wonders.
Join Leonardo North America in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Visit WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, one's name should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica North America have transitioned to Leonardo North America, inspired by one of history's greatest innovators. It's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Read more at leonardocompany.com/en.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/21/16. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Coming up on 9 o'clock, my name is Dan Mandis. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Chris Plant is coming up next right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.